protested what was happening in Russia in those days.
How about the balls, that they, the Purim balls?
The Montefiore Society would have the Purim balls, every annual Purim ball, and the newspapers would tell you who was there and how they were dressed and who led the Grand March. You don't get that in today's newspaper now, but thank God they were that local. They could tell you who was the Grand March. And they talk about how the men were well dressed and what the ladies wore. And they had these annual Purim balls to raise money for the Montefiore Society.
Do you remember when you got that?
And his allusion to the younger people and the questioning and the attitudes of people. And would you not go on to say that that it does reflect the general population, that people are questioning and people are a little bit more disquieted today than they have been a generation ago?
Well, I'll tell you, maybe this is the time for the summary. I think this is really a most interesting occasion, even more than one might have anticipated, and among other things, it demonstrates the uses of history. This is a meeting sponsored by the Delaware Jewish Historical Society, but there are really two themes that emerge out of this whole discussion. One is the need to preserve the past, which is important and has been stressed by a number of people. The other is the need to examine the present and the future. And obviously, the agenda that has been undertaken for this session is much too ambitious, which means one can only outline the topics for future discussion. One cannot really discuss these things seriously and answer the kinds of questions that you're raising. We have a big agenda here at this meeting that has been established here. Part of it, as I just said, is to collect material about the past, to write it, to preserve it, to embellish and enhance it. Very important, and it should be done, and I think a meeting of this kind illustrates, not only encourages, but it illustrates what can be done. But even more important is what this meeting illustrates in terms of the questions and issues that need to be discussed seriously and all too often are not discussed in the Jewish community because, as I said in my very initial remarks, we become so involved with the urgent that we neglect the important. The urgent is this year's campaign and this year's quota and today's issue and today's headlines and what Andy Young did and what happened yesterday and today and so on and so forth. Whereas these broader questions that you're asking, the questions that the Cohens addressed, really don't get discussed sufficiently. I'm not sure that the Delaware Jewish Historical Society is the address or is the agency which is responsible for doing more than raising the issues. But maybe it is. Maybe it has the responsibility for carrying on. And I was assigned the task of making a summary. The most important thing that I wanted to say in my summary is that all these issues which have been raised today should not be set aside. The questions are not just demographic questions. I myself have a very skeptical attitude toward demography because it frequently tells us what is without much insight into where things are going. Therefore, I'm more interested in the kind of evaluative discussions which are suggested, at least, by the Cohen's presentations. I think it's terribly important. Look, what's clear is we live in very troubled times. I suppose one could always say that. But our troubles are a new kind of troubles, and therefore, it occurred to me when Professor Hofegger spoke before that perhaps we've entered into a new era. She spoke of those three eras. I think we've entered into a new era. The third era was the post-war era, 1948 to what year is the year of change? 73? 75? What's the new era? I'll tell you what the new era is. The new era is the era of doubt in the possibility of progress. The new era is the era in which all the confidences that we had in earlier periods, and especially in the post-World War II period, about our ability to solve social problems, the war on poverty, the elimination, the great society, all those great slogans and the optimism and growth, and in the Jewish community as well, return to religion, growth of synagogues, new buildings, funds always increasing and rising every year, greater achievements, and a certain kind of euphoria which came to its apex in the late 60s, that's over. It came to a peak, I guess, around 67, 68. For us as Jews, that was also the period of the euphoria following the Six-Day War. But since that time, we discovered that our expectations did not come to pass, neither as Americans nor as Jews. And instead of peace for Israel after the Six-Day War, we have increasing problems. And instead of the victory in the war on poverty in America, Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty in Great Society, we have increasing complications. And the result is bewilderment, discouragement, apathy, and it's obvious on all sides. What are the moods today in America? The turn to drugs is a sign of abandonment of hope. The turn to cults and sects is a sign of the abandonment of reason. The turning away from I would even say that the turn toward personal betterment, the whole jogging craze, is a turn away from the feeling that one can solve problems by addressing them, that there are important issues, and that what we do on these issues makes a difference, something to energize us and galvanize our strength and demand our attention and our devotion. Where is it? It doesn't exist. And so those of us who, we jog. When you jog, you can delude yourself that you're improving yourself and you don't think very much. And that, in a way, don't mistake me, it's not terrible. It's only terrible when it becomes a replacement for living and thinking and doing. Now, where does all that leave us in the Jewish community? It leaves us with serious problems. What do we do in response to this? How do we reorganize Jewish institutions so that they meet the needs of the 80s and don't continue to meet the needs of the 50s? What do we do in terms of responding to all the manifestations of this malaise, which includes divorce, childlessness, even intermarriage, all these kinds of phenomena? What do we do? How do we respond? We have problems. We also have resources. We have this communal apparatus. We have this tradition. We have this history. We have this Delaware Jewish Historical Society meeting with a group which isn't big enough, but which is big, which is there, concerned people, a nucleus of concerned people. We have, on the one hand, great problems and difficulties. On the other hand, we also have assets. There are those who are sloughing off at the margins. There's also a nucleus of those that are committed. Now let me make a prediction in conclusion. There will continue to be sloughing off at the margins. There will continue to be a situation in which problems outstrip solutions. We are not going to solve all our problems. We're going to have problems for as long as any of us in this room live, and that includes the general society and the Jewish community. Israel will continue to be troubled and have difficulties. Anti-Semitism will continue to wax and wane depending on circumstances. All the other problems will continue, and the sloughing off at the margins will continue. That's definite. On the other hand, we will also continue to have assets and strengths and a committed minority. There will be Jews in America. There will be a Jewish people in America. There will be a Jewish community in America. There will be institutions. All those things will continue to exist. Those are the two certainties. Now, what's uncertain? Uncertainty is the balance. Which way is it going to go? More in the direction of sloughing off, or a larger nucleus, a larger committed group? And that, ladies and gentlemen, there is no answer to that question, because the answer to that depends on us and on what we do. There is where we have the power to affect the balance. We can't change the society and the circumstances. We can't turn history on its head, but we can affect where the slice cuts and where the balance is. And this depends on what we do. When I say we, I'm talking about that element in the Jewish community that understands, that is concerned, that is aware, and that responds. That's what makes the difference. That comes out of this discussion. Why is there a community? When was it born? How was it born? What happened? Because a group of self-appointed individuals took it upon themselves to do it. and who said, it's my responsibility. The responders became the responsibles. That's what Jewish history is all about. And I would suggest to you that that's what the prognosis for American Jewry in the 1980s is about. You have made an agenda today. Don't let this end. There should be in Wilmington now a series of discussions to flesh out the generalities and discuss specifics. What needs to be done? How can it be done? Who should do it? Who should be involved in it? How can we involve more of the young in this process and in the response? It can be done, and I must tell you, I'm going back to the big, great Jewish community of Boston to tell them what a bunch of bums they are. That in Wilmington, little Wilmington, with a small Jewish community, 1/20th the size of the great Jewish community in Boston, there is a nucleus that is alive and alert and awake and is dealing with the problems of the future of Jewish life in the 1980s.
Like to know what was good about this program and what was bad about it. Please be as honest as you can. You don't need